Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the She is Sacred podcast. If you are new around here, welcome. I like to keep our conversations centered around self-discovery and mindfulness, whether that be by sharing thoughts, practices, or experiences. So thank you for being here today, and let's jump right into it. These past few weeks, I have taken a break from recording my own podcast because I have felt so stuck on every single word that comes out of my mouth. Every time I sit down to talk, nothing has sounded congruent, meaningful, relevant, or even necessary to say. And though I have desperately been wanting to share my thoughts as I process my own experiences and feelings, I realized very quickly that my voice as a white woman doesn't need to be highlighted right now. So though I have been sharing on social media here and there, I have also been spending a lot of time just listening and reading other people's thoughts and experiences in the Black community specifically. So as I re-enter into my time with you all, I wanted to start by going into the conversation of getting comfortable with changing our minds. I know for me personally, for most of my life, I have been considered an extremist in some way, shape, or form. Most often, I have intense feelings about things. I am usually all in or all out on a subject matter. I have also held tight to value systems just for the sake of not being considered wishy-washy, and so I can appear more stable and level-headed. And for the majority of my life, I have greatly struggled with holding so tight to the stories in my own head that I was never willing to question if they were fully developed, if they were honest, or if they were even true. And even if one of those things resonated with you, then I am encouraging you, along with myself, to get comfortable with changing our minds. Now, I'm not asking anyone to be fluid on every topic or insinuating you can't have your own convictions, but I am greatly challenging that if you are holding onto the beliefs in your mind so tightly that you are even unwilling to challenge yourself, then I would like to bring to light that all of those things are deeply rooted in fear. Fear of being wrong, fear of being viewed as unstable, fear of needing strict labels so you are viewed in a specific way, fear of being seen as weak if you don't have a strong stance, or fear of lacking depth if you don't have a strong opinion. So, in light of what our nation is crying out for right now, which is for the Black community to have true equality across all boards and to end racism not only in people, but within all the systems our nation is built on, I want to end our time together by offering you this. If someone has lived a different experience than you, or has a different understanding of a topic, rather than holding tightly to the story you already have formed in your head, take a step back and be willing to just listen. Encourage yourself to be open to hearing people who have lived differently than you. Open your heart, open your mind to hear beyond just what is right in front of your face. It is such a key part of self-development to be willing to change your mind as your own understanding evolves. Our goal in life should not be to remain the same our whole lives just to appear stable, sturdy, or wise. Our goal should be as we grow and learn, we begin to recognize where our own thoughts and beliefs have been short-sighted, underdeveloped, or even just plain wrong. And this is actually a very powerful realization. It is powerful to be able to evolve and grow rather than limiting yourself to just one thing your entire life. So though our time is fairly short today and is coming to an end, Please join me on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok to continue this conversation. And we can talk about how we are challenging ourselves and how we are becoming more comfortable with changing our minds and what that means to each one of us. So again, thank you for being here, and we will talk soon on the next episode of She is Sacred.